Hello, this is Michael Martin, President and CEO of the National Wood Flooring Association, and you're listening to the Real Answers Podcast. Chris Issa is with me today. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Where in the world
Can't complain. Well, unfortunately, I'm in Boston today and beautiful, April weather. As I look out my window, it's snowing. Isn't that fantastic? April 4th and snowing.
Huh.
I'll tell you what, I think the groundhog got it wrong.
Yes, I think so too. It's cold here too. We're actually coming from the new building for the first time. So,
fantastic. How are things at the new building? Is our whole staff has finally moved in, or what's going on?
No, we're trying. Our goal is to have everything furniture gets delivered next week and reinstalled with the stuff that we moved out of the old building and a couple of new things we needed. So that happens next week. And then we go off to Expo. And then hopefully by the time we get back, we'll have occupancy and be able to move in, because we've got a lot of good things planned this summer with classes. And we've got a big plan coming up for the fall with an open house and a new leadership week that we're going to announce at Expo. And speaking of Expo, I think that's what we really want to talk about today, isn't it?
Hell yes, we do. It's right around the corner, and it's where I get all my good information for the year ahead.
Me too. And actually, this year, just so everybody knows where we're at and when, we are in New Orleans, April 16th through the 18th. And we have a couple of, this is going to broadcast just right before the show. So just so you're all aware out there, we have some abilities this year to come in just for Thursday. You can come in for the whole show, the trade show on Thursday, through your distributor or through some of the manufacturers who are exhibiting. So if you just find a break in your day and want to join us on Thursday, April 18th, please join us in New Orleans for just that day if you can. But of course, we'd love to have you for the whole expo, which launches on the 16th, Tuesday evening.
And what building are we in, Mike?
We are in the New Orleans Convention Center, which is attached to the host hotel, which is the Hilton. And then we have 7 or 8 other hotels that are around. So any flag you fly, you can find within walking distance, whether you're a Marriott, a Sheraton, or one of those other brands.
Every year at Expo is different for me over the years because, being on the board, we all fly in on Sunday. And if you're unaware out there, how you think it gets done behind the scenes, we've got board meetings starting on Monday for certified professionals, the NWFA board, the NERF board. So we've got 2 days of meetings before the expo even starts. So for me, it's a big week. And then once everybody else gets there and the game is on, as they say, the first thing I do, I grab the list of exhibitors and I go through all the lists and I start with checking off who are the people I know I have to see because I have an existing relationship with them. And you don't want to miss out on that opportunity to shake hands and kiss babies, as they say. And also, that current, company you're doing business with, they may have new product. And if you don't stop by, you're not going to know. The next thing I do is I run down the list and I see if I come across any companies that are, I hate the word buzzworthy, but if I'm hearing about them out there in the world, I want to see what they're doing. And so I make a target list, in short, and that's how I start the show. Maybe I hit 10 or 15 targeted booths that I feel like I would miss out if I didn't see them. And then I'll take and walk the show floor. That's how I do a show.
That makes a lot of sense. So would you mind if I kind of just walk through the schedule real quick for those people that don't know what's going on or haven't had a chance to look at the schedule yet? We have some pre-expo things as well. So what you do before the show, we actually have some opportunities for education too.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Tell us what's going on.
All right. So let's start out with Tuesday. The first thing is the NWFA Symposium, and this year we're focused on the science of atypical wood flooring. As we all know, today's wood flooring comes in all shapes, sizes, and finishes, and we've asked Brian Beekler of Beekler Consulting Services to moderate a panel of manufacturers that make things that do not fit the norm. You can learn about modified wood, impregnated wood, reclaimed material, ingrain flooring, extreme wide widths, 12 to 24 inches, extreme long widths, and more. The panel includes technical experts from AHF Products, Valanger, Old Wood Limited, Carlisle, Denison, Oregon Lumber, and Caswell Flooring Systems. Then, on Tuesday afternoon, our second pre-expo workshop is protecting and ensuring the successful continuation of your business. Chris, you'll remember the Resnick brothers from our podcast with Lee last year right before expo, right?
Very much, yeah. Good guys. Knowledgeable.
Yeah, well, this will be the third year they've actually come to Expo, and a lot of people keep coming back to the session, and then we get new people that come in, and it's really focused on business succession and how you're running your business, and it looks at the new tax implications and things like that. So really, it's talking about succession planning, estate plannings, liquidity issues, and valuation methodology. So it's really much more focused on the business aspects of running a business. So if that's something of interest, yeah.
Yeah, so I love these guys, and their knowledge really comes through. So I don't care how young or how old your company is, you know, CNR, 37 years, we still don't know what we're going to do in our end game. We have ideas. Some of these ideas I got from these guys. So don't think that wherever you are in your career that you don't need to listen to something they might tell you, because they'll plant a seed and you'll start to work towards goals, or they'll tell a story and you'll go, that doesn't apply to me. But then the brother will kick in and I'll say that applies to me.
Right.
So,
and that's one of the reasons we keep bringing them back too, Chris, is that, they plant the seed, and then maybe next year you thought about something different and you get the opportunity again to ask them. And so it keeps some continuation going on with your business planning, because nothing in your succession planning gets planned overnight. You know, you just don't sit down and go, here's what I'm going to do with my business, 12 years from now. So it's a good opportunity
to sell.
Yeah. And the thing is, you just got to keep having that conversation until the time comes right, because you never know what the market's going to be like, or how things are going to play out with the family business, or your succession planning with employees, or whether you're selling your business, or what that looks like. You may think you know, but it always is changing until you get down to that last wire when you're ready to pull the plug. And that all leads into then the Big Easy kickoff and jazz opening party. So as usual, we have our big kickoff session, which is the general session that includes, wood floor of the year. And then that's followed in by the opening party. And of course, since we're in New Orleans this year, it's going to be super special with all kinds of New Orleans stuff you can only get there.
Well, I like a party. So where do we go from there?
We all like a party, but remember, it's the first night. Don't plan to be out the entire time, because if we're ever going to be able to go back to New Orleans, we need to fill up the show floor and make sure our exhibitors support us going back. So I would beg, if I need to make for sure that everybody at least gets on the show floor and stays there for a while.
Now, I couldn't agree more. I mean, honestly, it doesn't go without saying, so I'll say it. This is where we learn what's coming up in your industry. If you're not going to the expo, you're holding yourself back. It's that simple.
Right. Well, I would also say, this is a kind of our first try at going back to a big venue. For the last decade, we've really focused on smaller cities where we fit more like a glove in the convention centers. And so this one's going to take a little more time to get around. It's a big convention center. It's a big city. So it's a little bit different for us this year. So we're trying an experiment. We'd love to be able to go back to New Orleans and go to some larger cities again. But that's our concern is, we've got to keep people in the show. So, help us do that if you can.
Right on.
All right. So on Wednesday, then, if you weren't out too late on Bourbon Street, we kick off an education at 8 a.m. that includes sessions in four different tracks. And those are technology, growing your business, job site demos, and how it's made. You'll learn about career options, adhesives and fasteners, sports floors, technology for both the floor and the desktop, and measuring subfloor flatness, to name just a few. Then the trade show floor opens at 10:30 Wednesday and includes exhibitor demonstrations, giveaways, networking, and a lot more until 5 p.m. Right on the show floor from 4 to 5, we have a happy hour that'll conclude the day then. And then new this year, we're offering some CEUs with an architect and designer lunch, and that's sponsored by Allegheny Mountain, Bona, and Rondell. And then they have special access to the show floor to give the designers a tour and be able to kind of show them some of the product highlights that are there and really help them, answer any questions that they have about some of the things that they're seeing. So then wrap
who
up.
Would be, yeah. Michael, who would be attending that?
Well, so Rondell is a distributor in New Orleans, and they've been really extremely great in trying to not only bring in folks from the local area, but also in working with the architects and designers in the area to bring them into the show. And they are going
to, so they'll come in and 10 CEUs pick up their credits and then have access to the show.
Correct. They'll get their CEUs and then, have lunch, and then they'll be walked around the show floor, and then they'll have some access to spend the afternoon however they wish then after they see the show floor.
Right on.
Yeah, so that's going to be good. And then we wrap up Wednesday with the distributor and manufacturer reception. That's from 5 to 6. And then that's sponsored by NAFCD, the National Association of Floor Covering Distributors. So stop by there if you can. So then we wrap up Wednesday with the Emerging Leaders reception from 6 to 7, leaving the evening open for networking, dinner, and possibly visiting, you know, the French Quarter. So you have some time early in the evening. So get out there, do your stuff, and then get to bed for that next early morning that starts off again at 8. Unless you're female. And then Thursday starts off with the Women Industry Network Southern Social event at 8 a.m. with the next track session, then following that back to business technology, job site demos, and how it's made. Topics this morning include sanding equipment and abrasives, establishing relationships with the A&D community, tool repair hacks, properties, and uses of finish and maintenance products, technology, and social media. Then the show opens again at 10:30 and is open until 3. In addition to demos, the regional instructors will be teaching master craftsman techniques on the show floor, and then we'll wrap up with a Bayou Bash following the closing of the show floor at 3. So that's enough of my spiel and shameless self-promotion of the expo. But
yeah,
if you want to find out more, you can go to nwfaexpo.org. Now, why don't you tell us some of the things that you, over the years, have taken home from Expo that really have made it worth the investment of time and money?
The thing about Expo, Mike, is, I mean, that's where I found my pine supplier. That's where I found the touch-up kits. That's where I found, you know, my first multi-tool. You're going there to see what's innovative today. And of course, expand on your relationships. But that's what I'll be doing, and that's what Expo does. And you need to get in a pattern every year of knowing that that's the show you should go to, not from a, you know, a shameless promotional point here, because I'm obviously pro NWFA, but it's helped me and it's going to help you. So if this isn't your year because it's 2 weeks out and you thought you didn't need to go and now you're driving around going, geez, I wish I would. If you're 5 hours out, go to that Thursday afternoon. It's free.
Right.
You know, drive on in. If not, then start now planning for next year in Charlotte. Expo, NWFA, all of these things are always going to make you a better professional. We can just pound on it here, but I'd like to move on if you don't have anything else to add about Expo and talk briefly about, you know, the new year. I've gotten a few emails, text messages, and phone calls over the last couple of months saying, what's going on with the show? How come you guys haven't been out there? And there's just been, you know, too much going on in my own personal life in a good way. And we finally, our schedules aligned, and here we are ready to do the show, and it's time for Expo. But I wanted to remind everybody about, you know, where we are right now. Everybody's waiting for business to slow down, and business is not slowing down for the most part here in the Northeast for me. I do hear some woes from distribution saying that business is off. And then I hear again from some manufacturers that saying that business is off. So I just want to remind people some closing thoughts. So this isn't too long of a show today on things that you can do if it seems a little slow for you right now. And that is one in particular is when you're driving around, don't hesitate. If you see a house going up, to take a picture of the address, log it, understand where it's at. If it's getting framed right now, they have not made a hardwood decision. And you, if you don't recognize the builder's name on the sign, then that's an opportunity. And you can't be shy about those opportunities. I drive by a house that's being built down the street from me every day. And twice so far, I have stopped. And in their mailbox, I have put our folder of our leave behind. Because I want to bid the project. It's a big house. So we call that here at CNR, we call that our find a frame program. And if you find a frame going up, log it and market it. It's direct marketing. You know there's a lead there. And just try to get your foot in the door and sell the job. And that's how you're going to fill it going down the road. The other thing right now, if you're a little sluggish out there, take the time to make samples. That's what we've been doing. You know, we have an installer. His name's Brian, and he's awesome. And, you know, he's our go-to guy for, you know, that intricate patch. But if he's got some time on his hands, then we'll send him to the warehouse and he'll just start making up samples. And then we'll move them over to our sanding division and we'll start palm sanding them down and putting all the colors out there. Because we never have time to do this stuff. So if you have a brief moment in your calendar, check your equipment, make samples, and go out and find frames. That's what we're talking about. Again, it's all about being the best professional you can be. Those are my tidbits for right now. I'm looking forward to next week, and I can't wait to, you know, we're going to tape at the show. So if you're around and you want to do an interview and you got something important to say, pull me aside. We'll put you on the mic. I look forward to going through Expo and then letting you all know how it went.
Awesome.
Until then, hey, let's keep it real and good luck out there. Have a great 2024 all the way through.
Thanks, Chris. You've been listening to the Real Answers podcast. Have a great day.